right, guys. Welcome to Close Hearts Radio. No, actually, my mouth is fine. Had the dental surgery yesterday, but I already thought I was going to be talking like this, but no, it's not bad. In fact, I don't feel a thing. It's unbelievable. I guess I'm just numb to life in general, so I don't need any Novocaine. Well, no, I needed the Novocaine, that's for sure. But I didn't need any painkillers. They gave me 3 prescriptions. One, of course, for antibiotics, which I did not fill. And the painkillers, I didn't fill those either. I thought, well, we'll wing it. We'll see how it goes. If it gets, you know, really unbearable, I can always run to the store. They're open 24/7, CVS. But I didn't need to. Never felt a thing. It's awesome. It's pretty good considering they, you know, cut my mouth open and filed my jaw down and, oh, it's nasty. I'll spare you the details, but needless to say, I had to close my eyes and hold my breath. I could smell the, ugh, it's nasty. But anyway, thank heavens I didn't need to, I was worried if I got swollen that I'd have to get the antibiotics. I just hate that because, it goes your immune system. I mean, you can restore it with acidophilus, but I'd rather not do that. Anyway, yeah, if anybody knows the street value of Percocets and codeine, let me know. I'm thinking of cashing that in, and maybe I can pay back the $50 they charged me for the co-payment. That's going to have some street value worth my while. Man, $50. They told me it wasn't going to cost me anything, and so I go in figuring, oh, cool, you know, insurance is going to cover the whole thing. And then she says, okay, that's $50. I'm like, what do you mean? I thought you said it wasn't going to cost anything. Oh, well, that's your co-payment. Oh, man, I'm telling you. And, you know, what if I didn't have – I told her. I says, can you bill me? Oh, no, no, we expect, you know, patients to pay on the spot. I just happen to have, you know, a few bucks on me. But I'm like, what if I didn't have the $50? Well, a lot of people today don't have $50 on them. A lot of people don't have $50 at all. I mean, hey, you know, it's unbelievable, folks. It's so disgusting. Anyway, but relatively speaking, $50, of course, is better than paying the whole thing. I mean, it's $2,400. Of course, my next visit when I go for the crown, that's when they'll zap me. They only pay 2/3. I'm going to get stuck paying $800 of it altogether. Unbelievable. Man, it's just ridiculous for one tooth, $2,400. Anyway, you know, here in Massachusetts now, they just changed the law recently. And this is going to go nationwide, guys, that you have to have insurance. They're telling you have to have it. And if you don't, you're going to get fined so many dollars every day until you do get it. Now, Massachusetts offers a fairly comprehensive health plan. And, you know, it's available to everybody. However, you know, if you're making $5 or more an hour, they claim you don't qualify for free mass health care, and therefore you will get charged according to your income. So what this amounts to is forcing you to shell out more money. You know, you might be in tip-top shape, haven't seen a doctor in 20, 30 years, and they're still going to make you get health insurance. So now, cha-ching! You know, with gas and oil and food prices and everything else going up, now they're going to – it's just – it's unbelievable. Oh, but they care for your health, you see. That's the only motivation behind this. They love you so much. Oh, it's – I don't know. Coming to a state near you, guys, watch out. Anyway, today, guys, I'm going to finish off what I started yesterday and probably go off onto something else related to this topic. So, you know, I got some interesting responses, interesting emails. It's funny, you know, some people who praised me for exposing Mormonism and Adventism are now upset that I'm talking about Catholicism. Well, what's the difference? Come on, folks, they're all the same. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, short break, guys. Stick with us. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Just want to mention quick here, RBN has a new sponsor, guys, called SFR that provides more power to your automobile. SFR has been the leader in extreme pressure technologies for over 20 years now. It manufactures fuel additive products for automotive and industry to improve performance and extend equipment life. And the good news is SFR will provide you with a free bottle when you purchase a bottle at regular price of only $9.99. Money back guarantee, even on shipping, believe it or not. So this sounds like, in fact, it is one heck of a deal. So give them a call toll free at 888-873-7371. Again, that's 888-873-7371. What are you waiting for, guys? You can't go wrong with this deal. All right, we got a caller already here. We got Glenn from Philly. Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Hello, Charles. Thank you for having me on. I spoke with you last week, I guess it was, when David Icke was on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been thoroughly enjoying listening to you. I've been listening regularly since just before the holidays. And I was just getting made you a regular. I download the podcasts and copy them into my phone's MP3 and listen to them over my Bluetooth headset while I'm at work on night shift.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, it works really well. I do it with a variety of people. So I've really been listening to your stuff quite a lot. And I was, listening yesterday, of course. And but I wanted to mention, I think the term ecumenicism is what you referring to, like, it's not really ecumenism, it's ecumenicism.
Yeah, or ecumenicalism, or, yeah.
Well, the actual ism is ecumenicism. But I have a background in religion, as you may remember. I was raised as a Lutheran, but I did my college Eastern religion thing and bounced around, ended up in evangelicalism and Pentecostalism, and ended up getting a Bachelor of Arts degree from an Assemblies of God Pentecostal school. And then I went on to a Westminster Seminary, which is Calvinist, just briefly. But I ended up walking away from all that because I got weary of all the doctrinal hassles and contradictions. And there were things about myself that I didn't really like. I didn't see myself going into the pastorate. So I ended up becoming a registered nurse ultimately. But I still have an avid to do a lot of philosophical study and still study up on religions and that sort of thing. And
it wasn't a waste, though, was it? I mean, you look back and you're glad, if for nothing else, that you got to see what really goes on behind the scenes, and you know.
Well, what's been so hard is if you study. Actually, I found recently when you start to get into when you discover that there are all these interconnections through Freemasonry. I'd have to say that I wasn't able to put together all these things. You know, you spend all your time. With the divide and conquer doctrinal arguments, you know, nitpicking over this and that doctrine all the time. But then when you look into the religions and then you finally find out about the secret, esoteric, eclectic, occultic, high Freemasonry, that everything connects. It's almost like all roads lead to Rome, you know, everything connects through this occultism and all this symbology and everything.
And it does, too, yeah.
And over the past year or so, that's what's really been blowing my mind. Like, oh, my goodness, these things are all tied together in a very not-so-healthy way. You know, and I end up with a lot of, still wrestling with a lot of, you know, questions about things. Certainly have my views about God and spirituality and, you know, wrestling with issues about Christ and all sort of thing. And where the world is going. I mean, if you look at Christian dispensationalism, you know, the people who are waiting, people who are actually avidly waiting for the return of Christ. I mean, you still have the millennialists versus the amillennialists and different views in those. But ultimately, you know, so you can, even within Christianity, you still have these people who say, yeah, there's going to be a one-world government, but they have their particular view on it. But I can't say I disagree with anything you said about Catholicism, but frankly, I don't understand how they're going to make that work because about a quarter of the world's population has been subjected to atheism now for decades. So it's hard to picture how they're going to turn around and tell all these people who've been hammered.
Well, it's going to be a watered-down system of religion. It's not that they're necessarily going to force you to even be, quote, religious. You just have to go along with...
I agree. Kind of like when you see the Pope rubbing elbows with the Dalai Lama and all that garbage.
Right. The point is, if you want to be religious and attend any church, they have to be in conformance with the, you know, Vatican dictates.
Right. There are a lot of things. It's funny. I find myself, the bottom line for me is always control. There's this obsessional control. And in this world, like, you have phrases, cliches, like, let nice guys finish last. Well, it's kind of true because the sociopath rides to the top in the system, you know, in the money system and all, and with secret religions and stuff like that, and the government politics. But it's funny, when you look at humans in groups, I'm a dog lover, and if you do any study in the way dogs function socially, they're social creatures, we're social creatures, if you look at the way dogs function in packs, and you listen to the way they describe them, they talk about alphas, betas, and omegas. Well, the alpha is, of course, the leader, the betas are the followers, and the omegas are your independents, who have it kind of rough, you know, because they aren't fully accepted by the pack, they're sort of in the fringe, and they have to kind of kowtow a little bit if they want to be accepted. But this whole question of functioning as an independent as opposed to a leader or a follower is tough. And this is where, people advocating independence, you know, this idea that the individual should be sovereign. Something you read yesterday spoke about the sovereignty of the individual, you know, like putting it down, saying this is a bad thing. They all speak against the sovereign. And, of course, so we have this, like, goal, this push towards this global centralization of authority, you know, like your local group doesn't, you know, your little county government is going to be subservient to the state government, is going to be subservient to the national government. And, I mean, they're not really going to eliminate national government. They're just going to subsume them into this, you know, add another layer, as it were, you know, and then make everybody kowtow right up the hierarchy.
Well, you are a mental sovereign once you educate yourself and free yourself from their control mechanisms.
Right, but it's so how many people? I mean, so many. If you look at the Tavistock stuff about facilitation of consensus and the use of peer pressure, my goodness, people are so dumbed down. And, you know, when they send these group in the workplace, and they'll send in these facilitators and these ringers to bring peer pressure to bear on anyone who presumes to disagree with where they're forcing everyone to go. And very few people have the gumption to stand up to peer pressure. Everybody's like, you know, when they the stranger in the room.
Well, they got a complete stranglehold on them. They've got them dependent for decades now on, you know, the tax-exempt status through the IRS, at least, you know, in this country. And, the federal handouts.
I mean, any context. I mean, work. They'll put on a seminar in work or like nursing school or something. In schools, they'll send in someone to be a presenter, and they'll put a few ringers in the room. And if anybody tries to object, the ringers will chime in and then try and, you know, put you down and then get your peers to go against you. You know, don't make waves, aren't you a team player? And very few people have even the fortitude to stand against even the simplest of peer pressures, you know?
Yeah, it's disgusting. And, they just can't think outside
the
box.
Very weak-willed. Yeah,
they're all kissing up today. Well, again, you know, that can happen, and it will indeed and has been happening and continue to happen with institutions, but it doesn't have to happen with the individuals.
Right.
And so that's why I'm trying to tell people, you know, people say, oh, I hate standing for truth because now I'm getting rejected by everybody. Well, good. You don't want to be accepted by them. If you're accepted by them, then you're one of them.
And you don't even have to be a firebrand. You can just, even if you just quietly stand your ground, you know, or...
simply boycott them. Withdraw. Get away from them. They're no good.
To the degree that you can, I mean, I think there'll come a time when they'll come after anybody, you know. I mean, you may have to pay a price.
Well, yeah, that's another story, but we're not at that point yet.
We're not yet. Another thing I wanted to talk about, you talk about the role of the Vatican, obviously another major place. Several major places in the world that are very unique geographically. Certainly the Vatican is unique because the city of Rome, that multi-square block area that's a unique government of its own. There's another place in London called this, you have the Vatican. That's you know, the Vatican is that area of just a few blocks. It has its own government. In London, you have the City of London, which doesn't mean the whole city. It's referring to just the financial district, which again has its own government. So that's the financial seat. The Vatican's the religious seat. The City of London's the financial seat. And then Israel is a unique geographic place because it's a deliberate creation of bringing this confluence of the three contradictory monotheisms together in tension, like deliberate tension over there. And I've often wondered why, when they went into Jerusalem and captured Jerusalem, why the powers that be gave control of the Temple Mount to the Muslim Vox, the Muslim Council called the Vox, that's like WAQF. And ultimately... it's headed up by Jordanians, you know. Jordan has the most influence over the Vox, and all the Jordanian heads are Western-educated.
Well, you know,
like
Jordan is totally in bed with Washington,
i.e. Zionists. So ultimately, they're the ones who control the Temple Mount. So the question is, and you have this, like, modern group that wants to build a temple. But I don't think, when they use the term Third Temple, I don't think they're referring to an actual temple at all. I don't think the global, like a lot of Christians are waiting for the Antichrist and the building of the Third Temple, and they have the Temple Mount faithful that want to build a temple and all that, and they're trying to build all the priestly garb and implements and all. I don't think that's happening at all. It seems to me that the whole thing, I remember there was, during one of the wars, either the Six Days War or the Yom Kippur War, they were very afraid that Israel would lose, and I remember that there's this account of one Israeli official saying to another, I can't remember if it was Diane or Sharon or who it was back then, saying that this could be the end of the Third Temple. And he's using the term, you know, kind of like metaphorically for Israel.
Metaphorically, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking these guys, when they use Third Temple, that's almost like they're talking about the New World Order itself, the global. Like, I don't think they have any intention of building a temple, and that's why they gave the Temple Mount.
Temple or not, these people can't be trusted, and we need to keep our God up. Is there anything more, Glenn? Is that it?
That's it for now. But, I can hang through break here if you want.
Okay, thanks a lot for your call. We got to go to break here, folks. We'll be right back.
The
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. I just wanted to extend this offer again. As you know, I've got several books available on lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. To find them, just go there, type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. If you see any books there that you like, that you want to read, but you don't have the spare cash, and clearly a great many of us don't these days, just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, Hertz being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Tell me which titles you're interested in, and I'll just send them off to you as attachment files. So, my intent here is just to get the word out, some important information in there, guys, that we need to know, especially in the times we're now living in. Before I pick up with my discussion today, I just wanted to mention, I didn't mention this yesterday, but it's very interesting for those of you that are biblically inclined, the picture that is painted for us of what we see happening right now, of what was to come and is in fact coming now, is a global government that would arise where all the nations would give their power over to the beast, the emerging world system. So it wouldn't be one nation ruling over all the rest. It's all nations giving over their power to a central authority. And what's interesting is we're given the imagery of a woman or a whore or a harlot riding on the back of this beast, this world political system. The obvious imagery there is that of a corrupt church. Understand, biblically speaking, that a pure, chaste virgin woman represents the true church, the bride of Christ, those who are faithful to him. And so the harlot would be the impure and false church, the one who is unfaithful to Christ. So what we're being shown here with the imagery of this woman riding the back of this beast, this world empire beast, is that the false religious aspect of this emerging global system, this false church, if you will, is using the secular power to take her where she wants to go. She's riding on the back of the beast. Now, that's exactly what we had in the Dark Ages, guys. We had the Roman Catholic Church manipulating the secular powers in Europe to do her bidding for her. Well, that's the imagery that we have painted for us, coming again. And, we can see this happening. For those of you that don't think that the Catholic Church, or the Vatican, I should say, is interested in political power, you're sadly mistaken. And let me demonstrate to you that that is, in fact, the case. We've talked already yesterday about how they're interested in religious power. They want to dominate the world religiously, but they're also interested in political power. In fact, they can't advance their religious agenda without political clout. Well, you go to the State Department's website, the United States State Department's website, and they have some interesting things to say about the Vatican. They have a whole page on there, and there's links off of that with other articles. Here's an excerpt from the State Department's website. It says, "The Pope exercises supreme legislative, executive, and judicial power over the Holy See and the state of the Vatican City." So here it's saying that Pope is basically judge, jury, and executioner, both over the Catholic Church and the Vatican State. In other words, he is an absolute dictator. No wonder he gets along so well with so many corrupt world leaders. Under foreign relations, we have this to say. It has this to say. By the way, that quote was from Government and Institutions. If you want to look this up on their website. Again, quoting from the State Department's website, this time under foreign relations, under the Vatican webpage, it states, "The Holy See conducts an active diplomacy," that's another name for the Vatican, the Holy See, "conducts an active diplomacy. It maintains formal diplomatic relations with 174 nations. 68 of these maintain permanent resident diplomatic missions accredited to the Holy See in Rome. The rest have missions located outside Italy with dual accreditation. The Holy See maintains 106 permanent diplomatic missions to nation states. Furthermore, the Holy See has two separate permanent diplomatic missions, one to the European Union and the other to the Russian Federation." So there you go. They're very much interested in power. They have relationships, guys, with almost all nations on the planet. We further read under the heading Foreign Relations this: "The Holy See," again the Vatican, "is especially active in international organizations. The Holy See is a permanent observer of the United Nations Organization, the Organization of American States in Washington, Organization of African Unity, World Trade Organization, World Health Organization, World Food Program, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, United Nations Environment Program, United Nations International Drug Control Program, United Nations Center for Human Settlements, and the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization." In other words, guys, they're in bed with the UN, which is, of course, a globalist entity. Obviously, they're very much interested in political power now, aren't they? They're at the helm of this whole thing when it comes to the New World Order. Could I possibly make it more clear? Or should I say, could the State Department's own website possibly make it more clear? All right, guys, short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. In case you have any doubt that the Catholic Church is, in fact, after power, if that State Department set up quotes wasn't enough to convince you, well, let's let the Catholic Church convince you then. The Church itself has boasted of this. From a Catholic Home Encyclopedia, 1950 edition, I have it right here on my shelf, under the heading Politics and Religion, here's what the Catholic Church says. Because the Church is universal and has members in every country, even though it be pagan or non-Catholic, she finds it advisable to come to some agreement with the governments of countries. Hence, she arranges concordats, receives diplomatic representatives from various countries, sends legates and nuncios to deal with foreign governments on her behalf. The dictum that the Church should not interfere in politics is an easy and quite misleading phrase. Politics is bound up with human affairs with which the Church is very much concerned. Oh, I bet you are. She is therefore liable to have to interfere in politics at any time, and she does, too. Let's see. Here's a quote from F. Cavalli from La Civiltà Cattolica. It's translated from the Italian. It's a Jesuit publication right there in the Vatican, and it says, "The Roman Catholic Church, convinced through its divine prerogatives of being the only true church, must demand the right to the freedom for herself alone, because such a right can only be possessed by truth and never by error. Can you believe this? She says only she has the right to freedom for herself alone, because such a right can only belong to truth, never error. So she professes herself to be the arbiter of truth, and everyone else has error. Well, I guess we should all get a set of rosary beads and pray to statues of Mary, then. That's the truth. Everything else is error. You gotta be kidding me. Oh, people, free your minds! Stop being enslaved by these hucksters! They're all hucksters. Sorry to say, but that's true for you Catholics as well. If you still think that your church is today, or used to be, or ever has been, the arbiter of truth, well, you're sadly mistaken. Very sadly mistaken. There's a popular belief among a lot of Catholics today that the Catholic Church has only become corrupt since Vatican II. Well, you might recall, I read you statements yesterday, I'm going to read some more today like that, from, you know, former popes like Pope Pius the Ninth, where he said that freedom of conscience is a pestilential error. So if the Catholic Church was right prior to Vatican II, I guess we should believe that we should not have freedom of conscience, that it's a pestilential error, most to be dreaded in a state. Come on! Anyway, this quote goes on. As to other religions, she will require that by legitimate means, they shall not be allowed to propagate false doctrine. Consequently, oh, but her doctrine is so pure, right? Oh. Consequently, in a state where the majority of people are Catholic, the church will require that legal existence be denied to error, and that if religious minorities actually exist, they shall be without opportunities to spread their beliefs. And I won't read the rest of the quote. It's pretty lengthy, but it goes on to say that in countries where, you know, the opposition is too powerful, we'll obviously have to basically bide our time and wait until the opportunity arises, which we will help to create, to where we can suppress those voices of opposition. And that's all Rome has ever done. In every country, it's set up its base of operation. It hangs low if it's not possible for her to, you know, to control that government. Until she can manipulate that government to pass laws that favor her interests, and then she'll change them. And they're starting to change here now, guys. Anyway, we got a caller, but I'm going to have him hold just for a moment or two, because I want to cover a few more quotes here along this line. Here's one. This is from The Catholic World, August 1871 edition. It said, "We have no right to ask reason of the Catholic Church any more than of Almighty God as a preliminary to our submission. We are to take with unquestioning docility whatever instruction the church gives us." There you go, guys. And, you know, this quotes, I have them in my notes here. You know, like I said, I'm skipping a lot today. I want to get through this. But anybody that wants this, again, email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, and I'll send you today's notes. But they actually say that even if the Pope commands something wrong, we're to obey it anyway, because God wills it. He's God's spokesman. You know, guys, that's the same claim, if you recall, that I read, what was it, last week, the week before, about the leaders of Mormonism. They claim for themselves, you know, the Mormon church presidents, or whatever they call themselves, the prophets, the successors of Joseph Smith, they claim for themselves that prerogative, that you must obey them, even if it's wrong. In fact, if it's wrong, God will be pleased if you obey it, whether it's wrong or not. And here's the Pope saying the same thing about himself. Catholic Church saying the same thing about the Pope, I should say. This is official Catholic doctrine, guys. This is what they teach. Anyway, let me, I guess I'll go to that call now, and then I want to rip off some other quotations here. But let's go to our buddy Rita in Colorado. Welcome to the show, Rita.
Hi there. I'm just really, you know, I mean, you're talking about freeing our, you know, free our minds, okay, like, you know, but why do you keep talking about them? I mean, because, really, if we're Christians...
Oh, I'm an equal opportunity condemner. I gave the Adventists a bashing and the Mormons a bashing, and I happen to have a lot of notes on this, so I'm taking a little longer to do it, but let's face it, Rita, we're dealing with a power-hungry, monstrously evil cult over there in Rome.
I know.
It is the biggest of all of them, the most powerful. It has the most financial holdings on the planet. So I think it deserves a little more attention than the others, don't you? Especially where other Patriot radio hosts don't like to talk about this.
Right. Now, listen to what I'm telling you. If we become totalitarian against Catholics, the Catholics win. If we don't have... The only way we beat them is if we have what we've got right now. We've got Catholics and Protestants. That's the only way we beat them. So we got to understand how it's supposed to work. That's how it's supposed to work. But
see, Rita, you got me going. I just knocked out my microphone boost. You got me yelling.
It just means, you know, it doesn't mean that, like, we, you know, we take all of their, you know, crown leftovers, you know, Jews, and then call them the Roman Catholics, because that's who's Roman Catholics. No, that isn't how Catholics are supposed to work. They've got a mental deficiency in the State Department, in, you know, the President of the United States is mentally deficient.
That's the least of their problems.
And so we should say what reality should be, not what they're doing so much, you know? I really mean it, because we start to pattern their whole...
Well, Rita, you got to expose what they're doing so people can see through it and not be fooled by it, because a lot of people obviously aren't aware.
Right, we have exposed it, Charlie. Now we got to talk about how we get over it, you know, what we're supposed to do. Think that way, because, I mean, there are lots of things we can do.
I'll tell you what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have faith in God, period. Not in man, not in man-run systems, man-made systems, man-controlled systems. Throw it all in the garbage dump. That's where it belongs.
Right.
Because if you don't, you fall to them, they're going to throw you in the garbage dump.
In order to keep that balance, you know, so that we can do that, you know, so we don't fall into tyranny, then, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that goes on that people don't know about, you know.
Sure. Anyway, Rita, is there anything of major significance you wanted to mention? Because I really want to cover as much as I can here before time's really running by.
Well, I mean, I'm just about ready to have it out, because, I mean, we've got infiltrated so freaking much. And I'm tired of the patterning. I'm tired of...
I hear you. Yeah, we're all tired.
I mean, I would, really, really, because it's getting to the point where we got to stand
box and
up
gloves,
and say
Rita.
Who's who, you know?
Yeah, and I hear you. Anyway, Rita, I'll let you run, because I really got to get moving here. I got a lot of stuff I want to cover. But I appreciate the call.
All right,
okay, guys.
Don't come back.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay, guys, let me pick up here. Here's just to show that Rome has not demonstrated any change in attitude over the centuries. It's after absolute power, and it has no shame about what it's done in the past. Oh, there's been a few statements, very vague statements that the previous pope made, you know, supposedly apologizing for mistakes of the past, but he never mentioned anything specific. It was very vague. It was a watered-down, disgusting display of supposed remorse. It was nothing of the sort. He never apologized for the multiplied millions of people that they murdered during the Inquisitions and the Crusades. But let's look at their attitude here. In Keys of This Blood, again, Malachi Martin, listen to what he says. In essence, Pope John Paul seems to perceive what the New World Order should be. The pontiff is not only a calculated blueprint for the New World Order, but it is determined that he shall lead it. So they still get the same arrogant attitude. They're after power today, every bit as much as they were, if not more so, during the Dark Ages. He continues here in the quote. He is determined to endure his pontificate with an international profile and among leaders and nations, indicating a position for himself as a special leader among leaders, because in the competition, he plans to emerge the victor. Martin later went on to say that John Paul insists that men have no reliable hope of creating a stable geopolitical system unless it is on the basis of Roman Catholic Christianity. Speaking about the view that Pope John Paul held regarding the two different models for a new world order, that held by Russia, this was before the collapse of the Iron Curtain, and by the United States, Martin wrote, quote, "The primary difficulty for Pope John Paul II in both of these models for the New World Order is that neither of them is rooted in the moral laws of human behavior revealed by God through the teaching of Christ as proposed by Christ's Church," meaning, of course, the Catholic Church. "He is adamant on one capital point. No system will endure and guarantee the rights and freedoms of the individual if it is not based on those laws. This is the backbone principle of the New World Order envisioned by the Pontiff. Did you catch that? It's talking here about freedom, individual freedom. They want nothing of the sort. Guys, they have stated it over and over in decretals and papal bulls over and over and over that individual freedom is an abomination. Freedom of conscience yesterday, I read from Pius IX again, calls it a pestilential error. They don't want you to have freedom. They're saying there won't be freedom of the individual unless it's based on Roman papal dogma. But yet they don't want that. Do you understand? They want absolute totalitarian power, dictating what you believe, how you believe, if you believe, when you believe, where you believe. On October 28, 1978, during his ceremonial coronation, John Paul II addressed the world in 10 different languages with the following message: open wide the doors of Christ to his saving power, open the boundaries of states, economic and political systems, the vast fields of culture and civilization and development. Do not be afraid. I want your support in this, my mission. His mission, to open wide everything to him so he can control it. Oh, yeah, they're not after power, right? Martin went on to comment, it quickly became clear that John Paul would not confine his message, his influence, or his leadership to ecclesiastical matters. Those who had begun to worry that His Holiness intended to insert himself into their temporal affairs were apparently right to do so. Oh, boy. And it just goes on and on. Plenty more quotes like that. But like I said, I got to move on, guys. I do want to read this one, though. This is what Martin said about the emerging New World Order and the Pope's planned role in it. That Pope and this Pope and every other Pope. This is the Vatican's role. Listen to what he said, or Vatican's aim to rule, guys, in the New World Order. He said, willing or not, ready or not, we are all involved in an all-out, no-holds-barred global competition about who will establish the first one-world system of government that has ever existed in the Society of Nations. It is about who will hold and wield the dual power of authority and control over each of us as individuals and over all of us together as a community, over the entire 6 billion people. Now that it has started, there is no way that it can be reversed or called off. Once the competition has been decided, the world and all that's in it, our way of life as individuals and as citizens of the nations, our families and our jobs, our trade and our commerce and our money, our educational systems and our religious and our religions and our cultures, even the badges of our national identity, all will have been powerfully and radically altered forever. No one can be exempted from its effects. No sector of our lives will remain untouched. And I can see my mic dropped again. Sorry, guys, I'm yelling here. Can you imagine? No sector of our lives will remain untouched. This is incredible. They don't hide it, guys. They boast that they're after power. Along this same line, notice what one concerned and alert Catholic author, Penny Lernoux, wrote in her book, 1989 book, The People of God. She said, quote, John Paul's Vatican longs for the past. The Pope wishes to restore an authoritarian church model based on that of the Middle Ages. That's exactly what they're after, folks, a return to the Dark Ages. Listen to this quote. This is from the Fatima Crusada, issue 38, fall 1991 edition, page 55. It said, soon the whole world will be brought to adoration of our Eucharistic Lord and obedience to his vicar, the Pope. This is their goal. Here's another one. This is from Inside the Vatican, October 1993, page 37. I quote, from Rome to Washington, geopolitical analysts are talking about a new alliance between the world's chief military power, the United States, and the world's chief spiritual leader, the Pope. I'll skip some of these, like I said. My gosh, there's so many of them. I want to read this, guys. This is a quote from the Jesuit Oath of Extreme Unction. This is an oath that Jesuits swear when they enter a position of command. I'm just going to quote a small excerpt from it. Again, if you want this, let me know. I'll send you the transcripts. But this is what the initiate has to repeat to his superior when he swears his oath of allegiance. Quote, I now, in the presence of all the apostles and saints and sacred hosts of heaven, declare that I will, when opportunity presents, make and wage relentless war secretly and openly against all heretics, Protestants, and liberals, as I am directed to do. And if you get children in the room, you might want to have them leave right now, guys, because this gets pretty nasty. It continues. I vow to extricate and to exterminate them from the face of the whole earth, and that I will spare neither age, sex, or condition, and that I will hang, burn, waste, boil, flay, strangle, and bury alive these infamous heretics, rip up the stomachs and wombs of their women, and crush their infants' heads against the walls in order to annihilate forever their execrable race. More on that, guys, when I get back. Stick with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, guys. Back to Two-Thirds Radio. A lot of ground to cover. I'm just going to try to whip through this and cover just the main highlights. But I wanted to go over a few more things regarding the Catholic Church. This is the last day I'm going to be talking about this, so much to the delight of some of you. But I hope most of you are appreciating this. This is important stuff, guys. This, like all other cults, you know, this cult here has been getting away with massive and monstrous lies for, you know, the better part of 2,000 years now, deceiving the massive hordes. And it's time to rip the lid off of all these hucksters. Listen to this. Listen to the power that the Catholic Church claims the Pope has. Now, any Catholics out there listening who have been under the delusion that the Roman Catholic Church has only become corrupted, the Vatican, you know, on it goes, has only become corrupted since the Council of Vatican II. Well, I challenge you to listen carefully to this and then tell me if you still think that's true. This is a quote from this one is Lucius Ferraris. He was considered one of the great Catholic theologians of the 18th century. And his writings are hailed in the Catholic Encyclopedia as basically the embodiment of Catholic teaching. You know, anything he wrote has the stamp of approval of the Vatican. And here's what he said about the Pope in his article called Papa, Article 2, Volume 6, 1772, pages 25 to 29, and some excerpts from those pages. Here's what he said. The Pope is, as it were, God on earth, sole sovereign of the faithful of Christ, chief king of kings. Now, that's interesting because that's a title that belongs to Christ himself, and yet now they're claiming it for the Pope here. Can anybody say blasphemy? Chief king of kings, having plenitude of power, to whom has been entrusted by the omnipotent God direction not only of the earthly but also of the heavenly kingdom. The Pope is of so great authority and power that he can modify, explain, or interpret even divine law. The Pope can modify divine law, since his power is not of man but of God. Whatsoever the Lord himself and Redeemer is said to do, that his vicar does. Wow! Ooh, I hope you guys are facing toward Rome right now, wherever you may be, and are bowing in reverent adoration and submission to his holiness. And isn't he just pretty looking, too? Yeah. Yeah, he looks the part, doesn't he, kids? From the same author, in his Prompta Bibliotheca, which the Catholic Encyclopedia refers to as a veritable encyclopedia of religious knowledge and a precious mine of information, we read the following quote from an article he wrote on the Pope. This is pre-Vatican II for you still blind Catholic listeners out there. And this is what Lucius Ferraris said. The Pope is of so great dignity and so exalted that he is not a mere man, but as it were God. Hey, maybe he's one of those morphing lizard people. And the vicar of God. The Pope is of such lofty and supreme dignity that, properly speaking, he has not been established in any rank of dignity, but rather has been placed upon the very summit of all ranks of dignities. The Pope is called most holy because he is rightfully presumed to be such. The Pope alone is deservedly called by the name most holy because he alone is the vicar of Christ. He is likewise the divine monarch and supreme emperor and king of kings. Hence the Pope is crowned with a triple crown, king of heaven and of earth and of the lower regions. Moreover, the superiority and the power of the Pope are by no means limited to the earthly things, to things under the earth and to things of heaven, but are even over the angels than whom he is greater. So that if one of the angels should err in the faith, they could be judged and excommunicated by the Pope. Woo! Wow! Could you say any more about the greatness of this man? Hey, can you turn this penny in my pocket into a $1 million bill, too? I'll be totally this. Oh, guys, this is so disgusting. I want $1 million. All right, guys, short break. We'll be right back.
Days grow shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time.
With recent